Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to the whole thing is not about, you know, church was good today, I met my friends and all stuff like that. This is not about, you know, I love to meet my friends and fraternize and all that. Our game is not about that. I'm telling you, God is not a tear. Even the, you know, the fellowshipping and the, you know, all that kind of thing, that is not the number one priority. That's not the number one priority. No, sweetheart, no. Those are the tertiary issues why we come to church. Not even the secondary. Tertiary. It goes into the third positions. So listen to what we're saying. He's calling you. Come home. He will never tell anybody to come home if they are not going astray and out of home. Therefore, there are so many souls out of the fold of Christ. Yet, they feel that I am the women's leader, I am the youth leader, I am the shepherd, I am the president of the YAF, YPG, Christ Little Band, and all stuff like that. Get out. Get out of your ceremonial and religious routine. Come out and come home. Olaji, Minke. You know, Mane, I'm speaking to this nation. Ghana! One Mane, come home. They don't have the boldness to tell this nation, you have rebelled against God for a long time. Come home! Come home. Aren't we grateful to God that in an outbreak of Ebola, 2 times, the Lord spared this nation? You know why? If Ebola had come into this nation, we would have all perished. We have systemic failures in this country, from the health sector to the every sector. Systemic failures. Nothing works systemically. If the Lord had not spared this nation, it would have started with our leaders. I'm a bad boy. The reason is because they fly a lot. Yeah, and the thing is coming from somewhere else and all that. And the thing comes by shaking of hands and hugging. And we are aspects of that. Especially in church. Can you shake your neighbor and tell the neighbor, you are looking beautiful, the Lord bless you. Abu Ebola. Hey, let's go to our scriptures. John the 12th chapter, the 20th to the 21st verses. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. We get into today being our second anniversary. We want to thank God for his love and goodness toward us. Undiluted, unpolluted. Revelations and grace of God. This is the heart of God. Let us hear it. The Bible said in John 12, 20 and 21, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Johannes Sampa. Anytime I quote the scripture, I just remember the very first day, 11th September 2016. It was the first scripture that came out of my heart and spirit by the grace of God on earth. And this, here we are 2 years, we're preaching from the very same text. I see the Bible in summation in this particular verse. The Bible is in summation, in summary, in simplification in this verse. All that God seeks to do with the first of all, the judges and the kings and the priests, the prophets, the Levitical order and all that, it was to see Jesus. So I see it in here. Johannes and Peter, you do me no yimua. Any etuno? Any etuno ba akono? Tia tifia semni tia bradiasem.
Enkwa ifri uwumu.
Tia.
Na hila fobi ona oba sorry best sorry fashion asinimu. Ena oba Filipo a ofri beside that I ogalele anunchein. Na obeka chione se orua. Ye pesi yuhunu Yesu. Ena oba Filipo a ofri beside that I ogalele anunchein. Na obeka chione se orua. Ye pesi yuhunu Yesu.
A fashion bi koso ena hila fobi a fashion asin. Chida kungrunza a fashion o enya fashion ne hila fobi a fashion. It was not a feast of the Greeks. It was the feast of the Jews. But Hilafo, you know, the Greeks came also to Afasha. At the very time, the Greeks were the top of civilization in their time. It was not America which was the world power, it was Greece that was the world power then. In other words, let's say that the Greeks came from America to Togo or Benin to tell the Beninians, we have come to see Jesus. Let's say that Jesus was in Benin having a crusade. So the question will become, why will you leave your world power and all your systems and all that to come to a very minute nation who has no system at all? As for Benin, for any systemic failures, they have none. They have no money to go now. They have none. Nothing works. TNA. A crusade will not catch them. Obviously, a woman so catch them. There is none. Why? Because of the Christos. The Christ is there. They came for the Christocentric, apotocratic smearing of the oil. And some of them are brofu. My mohua brofu, some are brofu, some say, become brofu actually. We call it encyclopedia and a copy film. They came to see Jesus. In other words, they were telling Philip and Nathaniel, and you're fashioning to nearby you, Philip. You trap ticket. Aji visa nya fashion intine ba mumbe bronu mu fashion intine mba so dear you come for the ceremonies and they are two as me si bedin ya na obi koje obi asore o kwa seda you know no abija no ni abihim ni asanda these are a fashion. We came because of the festivity. You know, some people even come, you know, because of the preacher. The preacher preaches nice, he speaks good, he's got oratorical finesse. Some people can even be audacious enough to say the preacher is romantic. I have heard that. One time I remember, you know, a pastor was telling me that the pastor's wife was saying, said, you know, I got very angry when the lady on the phone, but it was on speaker, my husband's phone, and then the lady went like, when you speak, I melt. Instead of repenting, you are melting. No worries. You will melt more because of hellfire. You will be melt. As for hellfire, you will not only melt, you will dissolve. Will be dissolved. You will evaporate. Eba. Praise the Lord. Some people, you know, come to the church. They've found a girl here. They are chasing, but the girl is in the prayer warriors. So they come to join the prayer warriors. Which means a plans will be nanya papa here can come back remember. Not the ceremonies, not the, you know, the religious routines, not all the rituals we do in church. We are here to seek Jesus. We didn't come because the choir is good and when they sing, we have sensational, you know, goosebumps. No! Yesu! Yasafu nintina mbae. Yesu! Tiripejafu nintina mbae. Yesu! Kwa mafuono. Onintina mbae. Yesu! Yasia jinkwano. Onambepene chida kwae. Yesu! Yahoo does not condemn people. Even when they have been caught on adultery, he will not condemn them. Yesu! I came to seek the bread of life. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. I came to see Jesus, the light of the world. I came to see Jesus, the good shepherd. I came to see Jesus. They just listen. They are not hearing. So, I came to see Jesus, you know, the good shepherd. Who will leave the 99 and go for the 9. Just like Sofumami sang in the song this morning. He is waiting patiently. You know, roaming about looking for your heart. Yes, sir. The world has increasingly and gradually stolen your heart. Football is stealing your heart. Social media is stealing your heart. Prayer is stealing your heart. Now, when you mention Jesus, he sounds like an antiquated name. Antique. No konehu he. When we talk about you, if you like, go to a board meeting and mention Jesus. They will feel you are out of your mind. Because the board meeting does not expect you to mention the Christ in the board meeting. Let me go into a British Airways flight, BA80, to London and say, ladies and gentlemen, close your eyes and let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the people who is this lunatic? Because the world does not want to retain the Christ in their mind. And that is why he will give us to a reprobate mind. A just recompense of a reward. That is why Romans 1:21, the Bible says, for though they knew God, they did not honor him as God. Even the politicians, they will say all the nice things. In God we trust. God bless our homeland Ghana. The battle is the Lord's. We believe in God. The Lord is our strength and our salvation. God is our focal point. But in their closets, they repel the Lord Jesus. In their closet, they don't want to see him. Neither do they want to hear. I don't blame them. I blame the altar workers increasingly, because if you will put Jesus back to the pulpit, the madness will stop and the materialism will cease, because people don't come to church to come and see Jesus. They came for the visa. They don't come to church to come and see Jesus. They came for a wife. They came for a husband. They did not come to come right here, please. You may be seated. Let's work here. They did not come to, surrender their lives and love the Lord Jesus with all their heart, with all their souls, and with all their strength. They came here for something else. There are churches where the instrumentalists come in to help us. And so they play, and immediately they finish playing, they want their money. They want their money, because the preacher immediately finished, he takes his money. So we have all come into Yeshua Safana. That is where the church has got it. And that is why we don't see the glory of God, because we have missed the Christos, the Christ, the focal point of the church. We have missed you. And when you miss Jesus, you will have diabetes and high blood pressure and stroke, because you have missed the healer. When you miss Jesus, you go looking for specialists. When you miss Jesus, that is where you go looking for this specialist and that specialist. But anybody who has truly found the Lord Jesus, it is going to be a very long time you will see a physician, because he is a healer. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? The balm in Gilead is the Christ. The physician in Egypt is the Christ. I'm talking to you. Is there no spices in Egypt? I'm talking to you. The fragrant spices of Egypt is the Christ. The aroma of Syria is Christ. And when he comes in, everything comes into alignment. When Jesus is in your heart, you don't steal from government coffers. This is the second anniversary of the W3 service. I'm preaching the second anniversary message. I'm telling you why we came on earth. The Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to start a service and call it Word, Worship, and Wonders. So I captioned it in a sense of branding, because the W's are three, and I made it W3. And then he said, that service, I want it to be transmitted live. It should be live on radio, live on the internet, and live on television. And that is what God has done by his grace. I want to thank God for the people who pay for the television, and the people who pay for the radio, and the people who pay for the internet, because this church does not pay for that. The people who pay for all these outlets, they are not even in this church. They listen, they watch just once, and they said that we will take care of it, because God had already, and this is the same thing that I'm talking about, when it is the Lord Jesus, come on, it's just a matter of time. Everything will come into alignment. If it is Jesus you are serving, if it is him you are singing about, if it is him you give glory to, if it is the Lord Jesus you pray to, if it is the Lord, if it is the Lord Jesus, then I don't care how long the miracle will take, it will still come to pass. If it is the Lord Jesus, I'm talking about the miracle worker. I'm talking about the bread of life. If you are hungry, he says, come to him. If you are thirsty, he said, let them come and drink. For he that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. Prayer, if it is Jesus, your marriage will work. If it is really Jesus, I'm talking to you. Oh yeah, if it is really Jesus, the burden you are carrying will be, oh, he said, come unto me, oh ye that are heavy laden and encumbered with burdens and baggages. If you have problems, he said, come to me. I am the problem solver. I am the yoke breaker. I am the heart fixer. I am the mind regulator. I am the covenant keeping God. Oh yeah, I am the miracle worker. I turn situations around. I am the bridge builder. I do it all. I work it all. Anybody that is thirsty, let them come unto the Lord Jesus. If it is really Jesus, the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end, it will speak and not lie. Even though it tarries, wait for it. It surely will come to pass. If it is really Jesus, forget about school fees. He will take care of it. He has paid it many, many, many years. If it is daily bread, forget about it. He is a supplier of all needs according to riches in glory by himself. Oh yeah. If it is rent and accommodation, relax. Relax. Any married person believing God for the blessings or the fruit of the womb, I want to tell you, I know a woman who does not have a womb but giving birth to a boy. Jesus does that. If the preachers will stop talking about themselves and put Christ back to the pulpit. And yet, now so for you, so many sumo will take up a pie. I see you, my man, I'm my son. Huh? Tell me, I'm a camera, the adjunct. One more pay your use when you're nonsense and easy. Pay your use when you're a gospel musician, you're any of my Danny Danny. Pretty much to me, be any actually. Come back home talking to you. But then Punachini, we nominate Quasia some, and then in a motu to your mock or to your man, Medimachi, a go hotel. Hotel. Program here. I was invited as a guest. The host was telling me, one more day I could be free, Kumasa by. Kohai will be because Siri will be free. So on now, in your program, William Zana, you don't go coffee when you pack here. I see a for your car, woman say, and so for Ben Wamba, and you know, and the boss was Shiago attended the enumeria. Me preach Barbara, Barbara dear Temua, me preach. I'm on some phone. I bet I'm on some area. So Bonino, Mudi Ababa Tunya, Minkro, Foswa, almost whoever, and the Christian Nikra, no tea, we are singing because gospel musicians in it here almost a whole woman, your inspiration. You are backslided, you are sick, you have gone astray. I see a fool. You've gone astray. Come back to life. Mayira, Edien Chaka, Mayira, Kikanga Siasa, Mayira, Wo Yira, Ma will be new a chinira. Ufama, Famema, Numu, the Begina, or Tasu, because you have a voice. I want to remind you that Ebony also had a voice. They receive inspiration from the secular musician. Where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? The church deserves a better dignity. Yeah, God is in his holy temple. Let everything be silent before him. Don't bring your madness. If you have not purged yourself yet, you better do so before you come to the altar of God. For in the mighty house are not only vessels of silver and gold, also of wood and clay, some to honor, others unto dishonor. But if any man, he didn't say if the Christians, any man will sanctify or purge himself from these, he will be prepared, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That is why God did not take a Christian to found Facebook. Because if any man will sanctify himself, God can use them. Okay, you say Steve Jobs was not a Christian, but he creates something every preacher has one. And so you tell me that the devil's son created the iPad and the iPhone, and you are so crazy about the devil's product? I don't think so. God will take the foolish things of the earth to confine the wise, and the weak things of this world to shame the strong. Because these Christians have myopic mentalities. They have some kind of all this mediocre attitudes and altar. And when you are bringing them to alignment to the prescriptions and the standards of the word of God, they talk madness because they don't want change that comes through Christ Jesus and through the blood of Jesus and through the powers of the scriptures. Change your mind. That is the same word John preached about and Jesus preached about. Change your mind. Change your mind. Change your mind. Repent means change your mind. Change your mind. First of all, form my hand because I made a hand on my tear. You're on your way to hell. The preachers didn't have the courage to tell you. I told you this morning. Pray! Change your mind. Reverend Enim and Samuel Pega Yasuunum will be an Eniefra Nat and then grow for you because of Casanam and Eniefra. Now it drew one of and say who and Israel now because we're near fixated, fabricated, blatant lies have come into the house of God and into the church of God. And can we know your Mupeja, you know, play the old apostolic song, old one. They lift up songs that you know what key is that? Say the F. It's fine. Oh, nyanko pom, mami nyankwa, wonsa na menkwa, mekrankwa jewo, fkai mi senya wado yeti. Yehovah wu ni mi butai ma bankers ni mi guankopia. Tunyum we enter ninzi. Huh? So they sing songs like, Yeah, you rebo, or soon I'll crawl, or swan I hinge, now hinge. Oh, yeah, they sing the songs of like, Oh, soon I'll, or soon I'll tend it, now see my neck, a pot chai huru, now some jay in reba. Same time! Tell you where you're better, baby, Yafa. Fist, yeah, you rebo, or soon I'll crawl. This was Swana Hincha. Now Hincha. Yes, sir. Hosuman Tony. Nasi Magapo. Hapuna Huya. Nasi Chia. Oh, yes, sir. You don't know that one. This was Swan Tony. Nasi Magapo. Hapuna Nasum Chia. Into me in a repo. Wow. When they sing the songs about the Christ, miracles happen. Look at the rate of diabetes and high blood pressure among the preachers of my time. Something is wrong. We have replaced the Christ with ourselves. And when self-aggrandizement is in the pulpit, oh, God hates to see the flesh on the altar because to sow unto the flesh is death, but he that soweth unto the spirit is life eternal. I'm talking to you. We need to come back to the Christ where Jesus is the focal point. But the moment it is Christ Jesus, your job will be opening up to heavenly signals and heavenly command. If it is Christ, dear, if it is Christ, you will pass exams. If it is Christ, the young people will not be changing relationship to relationship. I thought you said as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And yet then are wrong people come your way when the Holy Ghost is leading. And yet then are married men propose to you and sleep with you and give you money when the Holy Ghost is leading. How? So I want to tell the Christian, come back home. A woman of God sang the song this morning. Come back home! He is calling softly and tenderly. If you don't heed to softly and tenderly, very soon you will be heeding to vehement, scintillating, cataclysmic, catastrophe, catatonic. Katanina. Katanina bishia very soon. Everything I know, as I'm standing here, I'm envisaging that you are a commodity to put money in my pocket. And so I create and fabricate things that will bring me money. In other words, I want to exploit and siphon the life out of you into every day. I'm a prophet. Don't get it wrong. I am a prophet. But it never came from the throne of God. I'll route my presentation this morning like this. If you miss everything this morning on our second anniversary presentation, ladies and gentlemen, do not miss what I'm about just to drop. This one. I have heard antagonistic presentations that is coming all the, you know, from radio, television, all that, from people who have listened to me and go like, okay, you telling people all these things, yes, heaven is near and your days are ticking, and if your name is not in the book of life, then you will be thrown into the lake of fire. That means there is a lake of fire, there is a book of judgment, there are record books in heaven like the book of remembrance and the book of records. You know, the book of records is recording everything of your life, and also the book of remembrance, every good work you have done is recorded in that. And the book of life are the people that will meet the Father in heaven through Jesus Christ or in Jesus Christ. So I put it this way, very simple and all that. And the people ask me this question: if you preach to the church like this, if you tell your members what you've been telling them and all that, and they get up Monday morning and they go to work, what happens to their bills? What happens to their school fees? What happens to what happens to, you know, what happens to all these kind of things? You are not following scripture. I don't know. Very simple. I say, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And I want to put a phone now. In other words, if I'm to break that scripture down, if I'm to break that particular, will you come and get a seat? If we are to break that particular scripture down, this is how it's going to be. I was, you know, listening to a particular one, and then the man was saying, you know, a very interesting analogy. Why don't, if it is about heaven, then why don't God just give us DDT in great room and all of us drink the DDT and die and go to heaven? This is my answer to that man. Listen to the answer very well. Don't miss the answer. Because I know members of this church, when people listen to the messages, they go like, and what happens to your breakthrough? Listen to the answer. God is like a teacher who examines everybody. But before he examines you, he teaches you from first term, second term, and third term. All through that time, your continuous assessment records are following you. Then at the third term, he will examine you. If you fail, he repeats you. If you pass, he promotes you. Yeah. Oh, you want to clap? Oh, dear, clap. I'm coming. He promotes you. But the revelation, I don't want to scream and yell so you don't get it. The revelation is like this. The teacher, who is God, puts you in a classroom which is the world and the earth. The earth is the geographical location. The world is the system that operates the earth. The operating system. You all know that word from your computers. The computer cannot operate without a system. So the world is the system of the earth. Now listen to the revelation. Every product that God takes out of the earth is a raw product. Gold, when it comes out. If I give you raw gold now, you may think it's a stone or dirt. So So he takes out any mineral or precious metal out of the earth. And what that product needs to go is to go through a process before it gets to its final destination. We are like a raw product, for example, gold. The gold, after it has been dug, it is dug together with the rubble, just like when we are coming out of our mothers, when we come with water, blood, placenta, all kinds of things. We come together with ania, abua, mesia, bibia. Gold is in there. Then the gold goes through sieving, 2, washing, and then 3, separation. Then by separation, they are getting the real gold residues. After getting the gold residues, they take it through refinement. Then, after refinery, you will see real gold. Do you know, I want to tell you, do you know there are gold that were picked from Obuasi, that were picked from Abrim, there are gold right now that were picked from Chibi, which has ended up in the neck of Queen Elizabeth II? Yes! Yes! So I'm telling you, you are on earth to go through your process. Your final destination is Buckingham Palace, but you were picked at New Abrim. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you? As I'm finishing my presentation, listen to that. So you are in this life to add value. God picks up a raw material and does not send it like Ghana we do. We go and carry cocoa from Western region and put it in ships and take it to Abruchiri. I like how the Rwandan president said last week, and then Abruchiri Fuono bless it a little and bring it to us. If you are looking for the highest consumers or consumers of cocoa products, it is not in the Western world, it's here in Africa. So we take our raw products and then we go give it to them, and then they process it. Something that should have happened here, and they bring it back to us. Let's say that the gold was one city, for example, it comes back to us in 100 cities. We will have to pay air fleet or ship sea fleet and, you know, clear it from the port and pay TO and pay duties on it, on a product that we took it through the same port. We pay for it and buy it from the shops. But God does not work like that. God is not a Ghanaian. God does not carry these raw materials. So he gives you to your mother. This is a revelation. Gives you to your mother. And by the time he gives you to your mother, you are, number one, a human being. So God adds humanitarian value to you. And then your mother is so excited. Your father is excited. You are growing up. They put you into a school. You go there for you to receive cognitive, intellectual, academic, and sense value. So number one, you receive humanitarian value. Now number two, you are receiving cognitive value, intellectual value. You are receiving, sense value, academic value. We are in school, you know, you go to your internship. You know what you are going to get? Experiential value has been added to you. You go and receive experience to you. So now you went to school to acquire knowledge. So, you know, that value has been added to you. And then you also gain experience. Then you fall in love, you know, with Kofidro. And Kofidro has words, power on it. He's a student of etymology. I love you, baby girl. And you are in love so much. And then you marry Kofidro. You have received matrimonial value above all your values. Then you give birth to children, and now you become a parent. You have received parental value. So values are being added to you. Once you are going through all these processes receiving value, your real character is being tried. Your real attitude is being tried. Your heart capacity is being tried. Your motives is being tried. You are relating with people. Some are husbands, some are wives, children, your subordinates and your superiors at work, and all these people and all that. All these people will determine whether you go to heaven or not. Oh yeah, if they insult you, your reaction determines that. If they betray you, your reactions will show that. Now, so we have a full reaction going through all these values. And then we go to study PhD, whatever. And then we become MPs, ministers of state, prophets, reverend ministers. And all these places are adding value. But one of the value that the church has failed and ceased, and the Christians and the world does not want to add to their values. You know, and that value, from the day you were born, that value must be running concurrently with all the other values. And that value is eternal value. Eternal value. And Kikamwina, God is telling me you have forgotten about the most important value. And that is the eternal. But never forget, the beginning of a thing does not matter. It is the end thereof. If blood is 100% true, then Sofanana, the end thereof, then I should be thinking of my eternity more importantly than my children's school, than my wife's birthday, than my husband's anniversary. Pray! Then the eternal value is extremely more powerful. And so everybody in this place, if we are thinking of eternal value, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, including Christians, Muslims, Hare Krishnas, Hinduism, Shintoism, whatever, Buddhism, name them, atheists, no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Jesus is speaking. Hey, my mama said, "Men far home, make us some natural, make us some natural." TNM, okay. Yeah, no man. And so John chapter 5, verse 22, the Father will judge no man. He has entrusted all judgment to the Son, and the Son will judge you. As I bring my message to a close, I need everybody to understand two things in this message this morning as we close. Go get your eternal value, baby. Go get your eternal value. From today, you need to understand, Kofi Annan's funeral brought me a lot of reflection. Kofi Annan saw the world. He met press. There is no single man, there is no single individual living in Kofi Annan's generation who met too many presidents than him. Obibeka, so what about the other UN Secretary General? See, after Annan's work, he went to do a humanitarian work, and he still met presidents. Different, because their term had changed. Others had gone, others had come in. He met president, he met heads of state, he met, you know, and he will even meet a cartoonist, a satirist. He will meet people like a script writer, meet even people on children's cartoon program. Kofi Annan will even meet a dog and speak, "How are you, doggy? How are you? If your dog is Poppy, how are you, Pop? Everything good?" You may be a hand time so much. You'll be tonight in Chengra. I say, "Hey, hey, sister. Watch yourself, baby." I was in a memorial service yesterday. A friend of mine, his father, and I stood with him in the cemetery. And then the Catholic father took the shovel and said, mentioned the name of my friend's father three times and said, "Ono de wanka se yedewo ma asase yedewo ni pedia ma asase wasi yabaha se yedewo ma dotie imuna firibai." It cuts through my heart. Dotie. Don't forget that word. What dust? You won't see it until you die. And you see the decomposing features of your body. May come for you, Suma. He is your eternal value and your only ticket to eternity. Therefore, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I love how Jesus put it. What you will want others to do for you, do so for them. You want them to say thank you, learn how to say it. You want them to say I'm sorry, learn how to say it. You want your fiancé, your soko, your beloved, your whatever, to say to you, "Hi babes, shinyaka first." Wo shinyaka. Imbebre wo haye bonyono, bitterness, unforgiveness is preventing even the Holy Ghost working in you. Why don't you learn to forgive? Mene, me fanchane da. Ube wudi ako. Ube wudi ako. The Mr. Annan laid at the conference center. I like how, you know, when the flight is about to take the news caption, Annan begins his home journey today. Home journey today. Minya, yang kana kwa u. You don't determine home. That word R.I.P. Rest in peace. I think is the most abused word because people are not resting. Who? They are not resting at all. Amen. Shawa di enjela mi. Mensha. Mami Mbappe. That's the cry in hell. Mingbo hey, mimpi hey. Yes, that is a cry in hell. Bobreye. And the only way through Bobreye is Christ. I fear God. When people be brave, sorry, but women they go to church, but they don't fear God. And the only way you can have the fear of God is Christ. First John 3. Very, very small something. Read from verse number 10. And First John chapter 3 from verse number 10. Let's look at a revelation there, and then we can close with us. Read the word. Everybody that is born again is not sin focal or sin conscious.
If it's a suit in
if it's a Christ ni su etumu
na onto me nya bone
na wunt o person we yakure wunt me
if it's o nyankopon na wawo no
tie ka
ye mu no nyankopon ma na obonsam ma dae die
in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. The other day I read it. But I want when Kofi Annan laid there, that was a scripture that came to mind. He met everything, he saw everything, he did everything. Yet I want to tell all the people who are driving some Konko and in Chanzini Fum Titarimono. You want to both, hey, don't you know that it's a Bentley, it's a Chanzin. Don't deceive yourself. Riches have a deception. Don't deceive. Matthew 13, the Bible calls it the deceitfulness of riches. I drive a Rolls. Really? I drive a Range Rover. We drew much that some labor position. King Abab remember Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And let the people also feel good that they are going to the job market and they will succeed. Unte say, I am the Lord your God who gives you power to get wealth. Unte no. Kufidro is not going to stand here and say, you know, go get it, baby. The Holy Ghost is in your heart pushing that virtue. Unte ni ekana say, I'm telling you. Stop putting your trust in your pastor, your prophet, and all these kind of funny doctrines that are going around. Believe God, you shall be established. Believe his prophets, you shall prosper. In other words, even the prospering power is not in their hands. He has just designated. It's a designation. King, I hold my mind to you.
Me can wo siri ya hose e yadamo.
Me can wo siri ya hose e yadamo.
Na me can wo eniji ya hose e dien na wonye free mu.
Me can wo eniji ya hose me. Me free this sport, I'm caught that sport. Me free club with number a dear Nigeria and a mean free McCoy.
Now, my paper, Macuma Missamid in some best supper, my home.
Beer, Macuma Missamid, the beer, Jackakai, would jump, you know, I don't come with the one of them. A best supper, my home.
I'm a song, Cassiasim, Mumacos is a moon.
I'm a song, Cassiasim. Now, me call baby me preacher, say, Jay, Sophie, Jay, you and there, you're the brute. Ye be brush yaka ho nti no ne wo kan kra de anya no na nti enipa bi on mama jo mama jo se enkwase asem de wo mu be somu a kosi da ban
ma se me hunu de eye manipa ma a ebe ye no osoro ase
wan
kwa na a ye tie mu
ko oso wan kwa ye tie a timbi mam ti
as wan kwa na a ye tie mu
se timbi
wan kwa na a ye tie mu
kwa ye tie yo hu ye wan kwa ye tie great, yeah, I'm a tier politician, so no more kick cancer. Wouldn't name your nomina de bra, unquaint ya. Unquaint ya, and Cassan, Cassa, Hantas, and Chenny Pedia Mia.
And so number of menyan sa achere makumakwa.
Me pedan sa achere makumakwa.
Me ye nyuma kasee.
Me ye nyuma kasee.
Sisi adan.
Wose wosisi dan.
Me ye obetru ahodo afa.
We ye nyuma kasee obiebi companies factories. Wosisi adan wo bi wo. Isle gon Wesley gon Kumasi. Nsunyane wo bi wo London wo bi wo America. Wosisi
me ye tru ahodo a ne baabi a ye tu mpasa a
me ye tru ne baabi ye tu mpasa Solomon ye gardens ko
na me tete mu nua a ye so aba ahodo
ye different botanical trees like the ones at Hebrew Gardens. Read the word quick.
Me ye nsu atade
me ye nsu atade I pulled that like in other words Solomon did fish ponds and dams and Solomon had swimming pools
na me mu nsu magugu kwa ye nua fefe mu nsu.
In other words, Solomon had an irrigation for his farming. And I really was saying, we are struggling with farming in our country.
Okay. Now, if you need to pass
on, so nyankwa and enfna servants who are at his disposal. Read it.
Now, if you need to pass on, woman,
now me would need power fear. I want some makeup.
And so,
I am for any answer. There is no king that did not seek audience with me, Solomon. Read it.
Minya merima ne ma nyum to fo ne merima ne gidie.
Pinafo be. Mama beto nyuma mama ya. Enye me den Eugene Zuta will report or Hima Mercy will report. All the people will report. Kan.
Ne mpinafo be brei.
Ana minya ade amfo.
Mpinafo.
Onya ade a.
Mpinafo.
Den no onya aye.
Mpinafo.
Mpe e m a. Onya bi. Onya bi ana.
Pacho ai.
And somebody just cut one of our videos just going all around the place. I don't know. And you may be the mobile couple in some jemu. And then my polish. I'm today I'm discretional and I'm polished. King Abab remember too.
Namiya Kasimi Koso missing one of
the Kasia Akosu Chenipena.
Udi Menimina. Naminyan Sanso
woman. Yan Sasu de Muyan Sachin will be a
quay. Bibia Menishi Shayano, man coming on.
Bibia Menu Hayan, a man fun coming.
Mansimakuma and Jibia on coin.
And Nijibia Nanka Wamakuma, one person, a Yaman Sinuquin.
Namakuma and Jimmy Brasunina, ye, me Brasunina,
Makuma Jimmy Brasun in all the seasons, many Jimmy Hong
Kong. And I'm a Danny Menimisha, Minu Maniminyan Sam.
So I turn me bunkum pohemechi. I just cast a shadow and a forecast back to all that I have done in life. In other words, I'm assessing myself analytically and critically. I'm bringing into account, even as a human being, all the things that I've done in my life.
Na shene nyina ya wo hudi ane dadwene hu.
Wasu ni na. Adie bia me nyaa ya ne adie bia me pe ye bia. Eya ehu hudi ane dadwene hu no.
Na faso bia re ne ma oriase.
Sam repeat his word ano ko.
But you say na ni nyina ya wo hudi ane ade hu dadwene hu no. Na faso bia re ni mu oriase.
Wa mo pre mo ho mu kunkrofo mu tunuro mu amde enuro gu mu nyonko mu nkonwa so e wa adwumam. Munti emfaso bia ni zo. Camera for me.
Na me dani mani me rehwe nyansa ne adamo ne kwasi asem.
Me dani mani I assess nyansa en kwasi asem ene de
adamo.
Ene adamo.
Na de na onipa a obeba ohene chire ne beye.
De ba na onipa a obeba ohene chire ne de na obeye.
De wa ye no tetentere de no ara.
And at the crown wa wo ye no e bi ne ye.
Na me no se mfaso wo nyansa mo se ne kwasi asem mu.
Me hunu se nyansa emfaso wo so se nkwasi asem. Mu ntie ne ye. A Christophon mu ntie ye aso di o matem. E wo Bible mu ma ka chiro. So listen to the heart of God. Me hunu se nyansa e wo ayi nim tie.
Nyansa mu, Nansu mi hunu nso se isane kro ara ne san wo nyina.
San kan bi o.
Nansu mi hunu nso se isane kro ara ne san wo nyina.
Kasi esan kindness. There are pronouncements like that. You know, if I want to call Kofi Udro, if I'm putting it together, I will call it Kofi Udro. Uno Emma. You know, just like Udin, Uswansa, you know, Osei Puku. But me ko Puku Nkwa, Uno comes, you know. It's something like Esai! Yeah, Esai, Ebony. And where have been Esai Kofi? A sign. Woman knew. That sign never been a sign, former vice president. You see, you know. A sign cronoa, ibidaminim. What do you mean, canon pay? You can think about it for yourself. A sign! Daminim. Can you see now, Yampo?
I didn't tell me who knows us in Ibinum.
I didn't tell me who knows us in Ibi.
I'm a son of Macuma, say. Yes, you are who dear.
Say, no, see, who dear.
When you're a son of Cassianina. Warren Kai wonda.
When you're saying you was Xiaomi and Nayan Kai wonda.
If you say, Naya Bebanumuna or Rebe free on
Ramo Kaiwanka, MPP former Kai Kwajuba and Reed. Classroom cry and funny Diantos. Classroom! MPP former Kai Kwajuba and Reed Diantos. Make kind of say NDC for any age. PV or Bain, a dying puno, Kuraman Fanton. A dying puno, a puno, and this man phantom. A door, just a door, man phantom. In the pay, cool, homa, and this, including one more in Yakuensia, whilst driving with former presidents as you know, convoys, motoke, Koroma sitting him. Oma, you don't know, mama, go and see. Well, we need you a lack of your answer, huh? Tunyomosa, Tunyomamosa. Tonyo mamo sa e jobodo e ha me em preach you preach you me em preach omo ninka every one of them kan ya me adwe kwasi
na ye den no nyansafo no kwasi anyina wu
e ye den no nyansa ni wu na wo kwasi ansu wu
e na asetena funo me
nti asetena ya funo
e se na nene omo wo ye no wiase no enye ma enye wo mani so
Your PhD, a Yahoo dear. Your MH and MA Hans, a Yahoo dear, and a Dajunihun. And that will be a better than a paper. When I know the best to say you, I'm more proud of them. I'm the best to say you. I can't come back. Remember,
now, my brother, we are sitting enough for me.
I received Majid Michelle, the actor. He visited me at home 2 weeks ago. When he came, as we were talking, and then he said something very profound. I said to God, has given you an assignment. Don't joke with it. It's a transgenerational assignment. You are an end time soldier. The Lord has raised you up. And then he said, when I go to the schools and I'm talking to the young people, I tell them, most of the things you want, I have seen it. I have seen fame, I have seen money, I have seen sex, I have seen women, I have seen cars, all the things I have done it. But I want you to know there is nothing in there. Afterwards, you will still feel the void. Only Christ can feel. Stand to your feet. Let's pray.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.